This interview was conducted by one of the participants in the Talents Press of Talent Sarajevo at the 22nd Sarajevo Film Festival.
So, hello everyone, this is Fred Film Radio. I'm Andrea Mihalcza, one of the participants of the Talent Press section at the Talent Sarajevo Film Festival. And I'm very pleased to be joined by director Adam Breyer from Hungary, who took part in the Film Stage Studio workshop. Adam, thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, everybody.
So, Adam, tell us a bit about your about what you had to do during the workshop here, first of all, just so the listeners will know.
So, during the Film Stage Studio, we had classes with Gazdag Gyula or Gyula Gazdag about how to treat a scene, how to work with actors, in more in theory, and in the same time we had the chance to direct a scene with the actors who were participating in the Talent Campus. So basically we had a casting with them, and then we decided who is going to work with who, and then we had one day of rehearsals and preparations, and then we presented it with the photographers, with the DPs being present and shooting the presentation, or have cameras to show kind of what kind of a shooting positions or possibilities you would have.
Tell me a bit about the, did you employ any type of method, or did you do anything different here than you would normally when you're directing films at home?
Not really different, but it was a good chance to try things, to work on a scene without having the being afraid of risking something, that, you know, that's the end result. We could try a lot of things, and like there is a method, like there's a Meissner method that I like to use, and to mix it with other things. So I was really happy I had great actors, and they were really open to try a lot of things. So we had a really good time.
So did you feel like there was less pressure here during the workshop than maybe during a regular shooting day, or maybe working in theater, or?
Yes, and I don't know, I never did theater, and this exercise has a lot to do with theater. I mean, in the end, we show it in a theater room in front of people, so it is theater. So it was interesting for me, because in a film shoot, you prepare your actor, and you know that you can always redo it, you can know that you can adjust it, but in a theater, you prepare them, they go out and they do their thing, so you can't really change anything during the presentation. So it was interesting for me, I never did theater before.
Did the actors also have to improvise, or was everything thought through from before?
I like to work with improvisation during the preparation, not at the end result, but like at the beginning. It's kind of always to find the blocking, find the space with improvisation, or find the final text with improvisation. Like, you know, usually a written text, if you are really crazy, that they can only say what is on the page, there are going to be always some sentences that come out pretty fake. So it's nice to see what do they remember of that text naturally, or how that same text comes out naturally from their mouths when they improvise on it, and then change the text compared to that, and change the action compared to what you saw, what was their natural reaction. So yes, we had improvisations, but in the end we kind of fixed what do we keep, what do we don't keep, and then we stick to the final, our final decisions.
Okay, and if I got this right, another director also had to work on the same scene, or was it not the case? Was it not your case?
I know all of us. The whole logic of this workshop was that three directors or sent scenes, or like three directors was selected with their scenes that are from movies that they want to shoot or movies that they already shot, and it's an interesting thing for them to watch. Or try to make that scene, and then they chose three directors like myself, who has nothing to do with those scenes, to interpret their scenes, so they can see their own version of it, and they can see a totally different version of it.
And how was this confrontation when you talked to the director that actually wrote this? I mean, did you have the chance to talk about this different way of maybe imagining how the scene would actually look like?
No, it was really interesting, because I became really good friends with Sorin, and
so just to be clear, Sorin Pamo was the director who probably wrote the scene, okay?
So and his scene has a lot to do with his life. I mean, it's a bit autobiographical, and he likes to do a lot of stuff based on real events. So it was, for me, it was really useful to have all his back stories of what's the real story behind. So we used some of those things in our, when we created the backstory for our characters, and not like half of it we used, half of it we threw out. We created things around those real events, and yeah, it was an interesting conversation between us all the time, because like eventually he did it in a way that it was much more comic, I did it in a way much more dramatic, and that was really funny, because when I read the scene, it was sure for me that it's something really tense and dramatic, and it comes out that he didn't think of it at all like that. So,
Do you mind summarizing a bit the narrative situation you had to work with, just so we know as well?
The scene is about, the original scene is about two Romanian person living in Berlin in a hostel room, and they are friends. One of them is older, one of them is younger, and the older one makes a sexual offer for the younger one, and that's, you know, it's kind of like the surprise for the younger one that I didn't know that you are gay. The older one says that I'm not gay, and it's kind of like a breaking point in their friendship. It's kind of like the midpoint of the film, I would guess, because it's part of like a long feature, and I think it's like the point of no return in the story, basically. So I changed it to two girls, which changed a bunch of things in this, because it's also a power game, this scene, that who is following who and who is chasing whom.
Okay, this sounds very interesting. Are you working on anything else right now, or are you going to be working on something when you get back to Hungary? Do you have a project?
I was just shooting a short documentary in Cuba, and when I go home I start to edit that, and I have another documentary project that I'm supposed to start to shoot.
That actually sounds quite amazing and adventurous in Cuba. Adam, thank you very much for joining us. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.